Okay, I don't need to explain the significance of the shiur tonight, because unless you've been sleeping under a rock for the last 2 years, you know the Siyum HaShas is on January 1st. So what I want to discuss is not often you have shiurim about halacha in the Daf Yomi. I want to talk about the Daf Yomi in halacha. I want to talk about halachas that pertain to learning of the Daf Yomi in different areas of Shulchan Aruch. Let's begin with perhaps the most controversial question related to the Siyum HaShas, and I'm sure this will not be broadcast, what I'm about to say, by the Agudas Yisrael, but that is it proper even to be learning the Daf Yomi versus other things, and what do the poskim have to say about that? This is actually discussed in a tshuva, a Rav Avadya Yosef in the Yechava Dasan Chelek Vav, in Siman Nun Beis. If you know anything about Rav Avadya Yosef and his style of approach to Limud HaTorah, you could probably all understand where this is going to go, but let's begin nonetheless. He was asked about somebody who participated in a Daf Yomi, but was given the option to go to a different shir to learn halacha l'maisa, practical halacha. Where should the time be spent at the end of the day? If I only have a given amount of time, what should I do when it comes to my Limud HaTorah? And he begins by citing a Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos in the beginning of Maseches Peah. The Rambam also brings this in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Gimel, that the main aspect of learning is Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. The whole purpose of Limud HaTorah is to bring somebody to practical halacha at the end of the day. And this is cited by the Tur in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yerodei and Simen Reish Mem Vav in Sif Ches, and most Rishonim and Poskim as well. The Drisha there in the Tur writes that there are Balabatim, he says, I know of Balabatim in my community who learn Get what we call Gemara Perush Rashi Tosfos, who learn essentially a Seder in Gemara every single day, and they don't learn any halacha. And he says about these people, Shiyesh Lilmod Sifrei HaPoskim, they need to learn the books of Poskim, Halacha Maisa, Dinei HaTorah, Kama Harif, Mordechai, Vaharash, Vadomehem, like then, Shizehu Shorish V'Ikr L'Torah Seder, because that is the central point, that is the main part of our learning. V'Einam Yotzim Klal B'Talmud, Gemara, Perush, Rashi, Tosfos. You are not Yotze in your Limud HaTorah if you are only learning Gemara, Perush, Rashi, Tosfos without learning Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara Nida Ayin Gimel, the last Gemara in Shas, which we will learn in a couple of days. Kol Hashona Halachos B'chol Yom, Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. Whoever learns Halacha every single day is promised to be a Ben Olam Haba. We discussed in the past what that means, promised to be Ben Olam Haba, the Gemara in Brachos. Ashrei, three times a day, makes somebody a Ben Olam Haba. It doesn't mean that if you do terrible, terrible things, and you also, you know, learn two halachas a day in your email, and you also say Ashrei, you're going to Olam Haba. What it means is a person who adopts and inculcates the messages and makes themselves a halachic Jew and learns halacha and inculcates the values and the meaning of halacha. A person who recites Ashrei and takes upon himself the meaning of Ashrei, which is that Hashem provides for us and everything we need, such a person is a Ben Olam Haba. And this is cited by the Shach there in Shulchan Aruch as well. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Beis says that a person must learn halacha l'maisa or else you won't know what to do. It is true that Kudshim and Taros, the laws of Korbanos, the laws of Tumah and Tara, part of Torah, and it is a mitzvah saseh to learn these things, but the ikkar of a person's time and learning needs to be halacha l'maisa, and this is repeated in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berura, and this is the approach expressed by the Chayyadim in his Hakdama and the Hakdama Achrona as well. The Mishnah Berura writes in his Hakdama, v'hinei l'fi zeh, nira ba'alil d'chelek orachayim hu hayosir mukdan l'ilumad l'kol. And therefore the Mishnah Berura says, if you're going to learn halacha, the most important thing is to learn orachayim, the laws of tefillah, brachos, Shabbos, yontif, because those are the most applicable and practical laws we come across every single day. The Chafetz Chaim continues in the Shem Olam, which is his major work on the importance of Talmud Torah, in Chelek Beis, in the Shar Hischazkus, in Perek Zayin. And the Chafetz Chaim repeats this at the end. He cites the Pasuk, "Uvizachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem ve'asisem osam." You should remember the mitzvos of Hashem, and you should do them. "V'limadetem osam," you should learn them. "Ushmartem lasosam," and do them. The purpose of learning is to make it halacha l'maisa, practical halacha, know what to do at the end of the day. And he concludes that it's a davar pashut, that since the purpose of learning Torah is to know halacha l'maisa, therefore this is what a person should learn at the end of the day. And he quotes Rav Yonasan Eibishitz in the Aros Dvash, the Siddur Derech Achayim, Rav Yaakov Milisa, the Tshuvas Tshuva Me'av, and the Psicha Chelek Beis, the Mishabur and Simen Kufin Hay as well, says Rav Avadya Yosef. And therefore, Rav Avadya explains that it is preferable to learn halacha properly than to learn the Daf Yomi. He says, this is a form of Malin B'Kodesh. To go from the Daf Yomi to learn Halacha L'Maisa is going up in Kedusha. It's a higher form of learning because one must know what is Mutter, what is Aser, the laws of Shabbos, when not to make a Bracha L'Vatala, and things like that. And therefore he tells his individual, if it's only two things, Daf Yomi versus learning Halacha L'Maisa, Halacha L'Maisa first before the Daf Yomi. And that's the Psaka.
But that's Gemara in general, not Daf Yomi.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe.
Correct. But the question was about Daf Yomi, but correct it is. If you have a Seder and Gemara, correct. The Seder and Gemara, you know, Gemara being whatever it may be, versus that as well. But the question, it was about Daf Yomi. You're 100% correct. Don't worry. Don't take offense. Well, I told you you were going to be offended. The stipler in the letter in the Karyana de Garson, Chelik Beis, is the first letter in that volume. He writes to a Ben Yeshiva. And he says that a person learns halacha l'maisa, you shouldn't be embarrassed. When you're in yeshivas, you learn the yeshiva shemesachtas, you learn nashim, ezikin, bava kama, bava basra, bava metzia, ksuvas, gittin, kedushin, yavamos, nadarim maybe, if your yeshiva is a bit more broad. But outside of that, maybe psachim every once in a while, maybe Shabbos, but you learn the yeshiva shemesachtas. And he says, don't be embarrassed to learn halacha l'maisa. He says, the reason why the yeshivas adapted to learn those masechtos of Nashim and Ezekin is because those masechtos help open up the intellect and increase a person's ability to analyze. There's a lot of analysis, lumdus, there's difficult passages that have to be broken apart. It requires extreme mental dexterity to follow the sugyas and things like that. But this should only be taught, he says, to young kids in the 5 years after finishing Yeshiva Katana. But once the intellect has been trained to learn Gemara, then you have to go back and learn Brachos, Moed, Chula, Nida, the Halacha L'Maisa Masechtos. A little bit of Kachim, because learning Kachim, he says, is like the Gemara Menachos. It's like offering Karbanos. When you learn the laws of Kachim, it's as if you brought the Karbanos. There's a place to learn those laws about the Karbanos as well, he says. And I saw Rav Tubi Goldstein is quoted in one of the Torah journals from his yeshiva, in Tufshin Men, which is 1980, so he writes that he has a Masorah from Avosenu or Avosenu Zal, that whoever wants to be Zocha to the Keser Torah, you want to merit the crown of Torah, should focus his learning on Halacha L'maisa. So that's how you gain the crown of learning. He reflects the same explanation of the Minhag Yeshivas that the stipler expressed before as well.
In terms of that first, he believed first, you have to learn the
Halacha
L'Maisa ones, then go.
You
see, come to Maishir, you can learn the Zikr. Machlokas Aboskim. No, I'm saying, but they both emphasize you have to have.
Correct, for sure. Halacha L'Maisa. We could list 20 different Marmakamas, yes.
Why do yeshivas spend the minuscule time on halachas and everything on.
Well, I don't know. I'm not the manal of the yeshiva. I just. My shul is just in the same building. I don't know. I don't know.
SK doesn't have that problem.
It's true. SK, we don't have that problem. SK, we learn Halacha L'Maisa. So I'm good. Okay, I did my job in my school. So I'm just telling what they say. So that's the Halacha L'Maisa. So what else, just since we're talking about preference in Talmud Torah, what else should a person have in their day? There's a well-known story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter telling someone who asked him what to learn if he only has a half hour of time. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously told him, you should learn Musar. Because if you learn Musar, you'll see you have more than a half hour of time during the day. You'll see that your day has more opportunities. If that's the case, is that Halacha L'Maisa? Is Rousseau Salanter paskening for this individual? So I think he is. There's a comment of the Chida in the beginning of the Birka Yosef in Shulchan Aruch. The Chayadim as well says a person should learn Musar every single day. The Chayadim adds that it's a Chov Gamor. You must. And it may be a greater Chiyav than anything else. Even if it means not learning Mishnayos, as it says, Ki ma Hashem lokecha mevakesh mimcha, ki im liyura oso. Hashem demands one thing, Yira Shemayim. You have to learn Svarim, books that inspire Yira Shemayim and inspire Avodas Hashem. And this is Sayyid Lahalacha by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph, in Sifkat and Yud Beis as well. And in the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'tzarach Adam likvah lo eis lilmod sifrei musar, b'chol yom v'yom. Every single person must learn books of musar every single day. Ima'at v'im harve, a little bit or a lot, whatever you can. Ki ha'gadol mechaver yitzur ha'gadol me'menu. And he says, the greater you are as a Talmid Chacham, your Yetzirah increases even more, and therefore you need more Musar to take care of the Yetzirah. B'tavlin ha-Yetzirah tochachas mamre chazal, and the way to defeat the Yetzirah are the statements of a chazal, learning the statements of Tanayim, Amarayim, Sifrei Musar, in order to guide a person how to overcome the Yetzirah at the end of the day. So let's turn now back to Daf Yomi. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe in Yeradein Chelek Dalin Simon Lamed Vav. And there he says, it's true that the most important thing is Halacha L'Maisa. But he says there is also a chelik of Talmud Torah to learn the whole Torah. There's a special aspect, a separate aspect of Talmud Torah to cover the entirety of the Torah. In addition, in every generation we need Chacham who can know the entire Torah and give Psak. And this includes knowing Kachem and Taros. But he says, the first Chiv is to know Dvarim Hanogim Bizman Hazeh. The first thing is to focus on things that are practical nowadays. And then he says, that according to the Rambam, and he supports this with a statement of the Rambam, there is this chiyuv of every Jew to learn Kol HaTorah in their entire life. For persons to try to cover as much of the entirety of Torah as they can in their lifetime, but this must be at a time and its own designated slot to go through Kol HaTorah. This mitzvah of covering the entirety of the Torah does not come at the expense of not learning practical halacha. But you should have carved out during the day an opportunity to cover the breadth and spread of the entirety of Torah. And he says, this doesn't mean learning Be'ian. And he says, learning Be'ian is not part of the separate mitzvah to learn Kol HaTorah. Learning in depth is a separate mitzvah, a separate aspect of Torah. But to have a Bekiyas, to cover ground and to learn as much as you can of the entirety of the Torah. And he says, this is the source of learning. He says, Daf Yomi. He says, Daf Yomi is a way to fulfill this mitzvah of the Rambam to learn as much of the Torah as you can. And by learning Daf Yomi, the person engages in the separate mitzvah of learning Kol HaTorah Shebaal Peh. He says, we don't learn Yerushalmi in the same way because there's no Rashi to explain every passage. He says, if we had something to really, nowadays we do have Mefarshim, now there's Art School Yerushalmi, whatever he says, but Yerushalmi never became part of this mitzvah to learn Kol HaTorah because it wasn't accessible to people. And because the Yerushalmi is not l'halacha in most instances. He writes again in the Igros Moshe Nerodeya in Chelek Beis and Simon Kuf Yud. He elaborates further on the importance of Daf Yomi, the mitzvah of learning Kol HaTorah. So Rav Moshe says, you're right, halacha l'maaseh is important, but if a person is able to carve out additional time in the day to fulfill this mitzvah of learning the entirety of the Torah and to learn Shas, then by all means, says Rav Moshe, there's a separate mitzvah as well to accomplish. Regarding the role of Talmud Torah Derabim, which Rav Moshe touches upon, there's something to be said about the whole Tzibur learning Torah together. So I want to quote from a letter from the Sakachov Rebbe, Rav David of Sakachov, that is the son of the Shem Yishmol, the grandson of the Avnei Nezer. He has a letter, which is printed together with a letter from the Ger Rebbe, at the end of the Sefer Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva is, Rav Shechter likes to call it, is a book of, you wouldn't believe, Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuva is written by a Ger Chassid, before the Holocaust, who collected very interesting Tshuvos, halachic ideas, in Yanim, and put them together in three thin volumes, are eventually collected in this one volume called Piskei Tshuva. So in the end, the last page, he brings a letter from the Rebbe of Sakachov. He says, Kvod hacharedim l'dvar Hashem, I'm writing in honor of those people who serve Hashem, v'saraso Hashem aleihem yichyu, kasher rabbanim atzadikim gedolim Torah shlita, the great rabbanim have said, hachlitu shenachum l'yamod daf yomi, the great rabbis decided it's important to learn daf yomi, u'mishnah hayomis, and mishnah yomis. He says that the enactment after daf yomi, it was understood by the Rabban of the time to also learn Mishnah Yomis to make sure that you can cover all of Shas. This is we'll talk about this in a moment in the name of the Eretz Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, the Rav of Kozhaglav. But again, there's an Inyan near the original enactment, not at the same meeting, but to learn Mishnah as well to make sure you cover all of Shas. Gam Anochi Avakesh Lizdareiz Lekvo Ashir Limog V'chol Yom. It should proper to have a Ashir every day in Daf Yom and Mishnah Yomis. And he says, you have to, and he talks about the timing where it comes out. It's also important to learn the Masechtas related to the upcoming holidays, he says. He says, V'zichus halima Talmud Torah derabim, yagein alomdim lohoshia b'parnasa tova, umenucha nechona. He says, there's an important aspect of Talmud Torah derabim. Everybody learns the same thing, involved in the same sugya. And there's a letter, again, attached from the Ger Rebbe as well. Be'enai hutov lechazek la'oreas kol acharedim, to learn daf yomi mishri yomes, which is a form of Talmud Torah derabim, umarubim osin ha-mitzvah, and it's great that many people together, it's a tremendous chus that many people together are learning the same thing through Daf Yomi. So that is, again, the Inyan of Talmud Torah versus, or including Daf Yomi. Let's turn now to the next subject, which is those who may go to a Daf Yomi shir, or may listen to the Daf Yomi on one of the many, many, many recordings there are available online. And how does that fit into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Beis, in Os Yud Aleph, v'chol adam tzarech lizar lahotzi b'sfasov lashmir la'aznov kol ma shalomed. When a person learns, he should enunciate the learning with his mouth and hear it with his ears. Bein b'mikra, Mishnah v'talmud. When you're learning Chumash, Mishnayis, or Gemara. Elim came b'shas iyun. However, if you're learning b'iyun and you're struggling through a topic, you need to read it carefully and slowly and focus. Lahavin davar mitoch davar. V'kol mashalom et b'hira levad. He says, "V'afshar lohotzi b'sfasav eno motzi eno eliyotzi b'li madzeh." Yidei chavos meses. He says, if you have to focus on a sugi and you're paying attention to it so you can't enunciate it, he says, fine. But he says, really? You're not yotzei li madzeh, the proper, the best form of libra Torah, if you are not saying the words yourself. So just to listen to somebody learning Torah, but not to say the words yourself, it's not the highest form of libra Torah, ki'ilu right now. Meaning, I'm giving you the shir, but the highest form of learning is to say the words, not the master to repeat what I'm saying. That would obviously be very difficult and confusing, and we would never get anywhere. But there is something to be said by you saying the words of the Torah yourself. The pasuk Vagisa Vamalaiba tells us that there should be Hagah, there should be a speaking of Limud HaTorah, says the Baal HaTanya. Kmo b'chol ha-mitzvah satluyas b'dibor. This is a mitzvah that depends on speech. Shere yotze behen yedei chavah. So here you do not fulfill the mitzvah just by thinking it. Alim kein shomeh mipi ha-medaber, shal shomeh ka'ona b'fiv. However, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you're listening to somebody while they're speaking live and you hear their words, then we invoke the principle of Shomea Kaona. Right? Somebody can be Motzei you in a bracha. By listening to it live, it's as if you say it. So he says when you hear somebody say Divrei Torah and it's live, then you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah just as the person who's saying the shir. So you're on a lechatchila level as I'm talking. Comes Rav Yisrael David Harfenis, famed dying in Williamsburg, and he writes in the Chuvas Vayivarach Davin Nechelik Beis in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, and he writes, a person who listens to a shir in the Daf Yomi fulfills the mitzvah of learning all of Shas by listening to a live Daf Yomi shir, and it's like you are learning the Daf yourself. Therefore, one who only listens to the shir of a Daf Yomi can also make a siyum. You can go to the siyum HaShas on January 1st. You learned it as well. You're right there. You could make a siyum b'choros, whatever it may be. During the 9 days, if you had to write that in there, you're involved. Shomei Kohen, it's like you did the whole daf yourself, like you said every single word. And that has been the minhag of Klal Yisrael forever in the history of Shiurim, and also to have a Maggid Shir. There's been a Maggid Shir since the beginning of time. Since Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, there's been a Maggid Shir. People teaching Torah and people listening at the same time. However, he says, if you listen to a Shir over a recording, then that is a form of hirhur in Divrei Torah. It is only thinking Torah. It is not saying Torah. And therefore, he says, you cannot apply Shomea Ka'ona because it's not live. You're not actually listening to the person. And you would not be able to make a siyum, says Rav Harfenis. If you only listen to the shir and you are not saying the words of the daf yourself, that's not considered the Talmud Torah that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is talking about. The Chuvas Chemdas Tzvi in Chelek Hay also writes at length about this issue, and he also writes, if you're listening to the shir on a text and you want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you must say the words on your own as well. And if a person is listening to a shir and it's live and it's being broadcast, so that's the Machlokas HaPoskim maybe, because that's the famous question of Megillah, Havdal over the phone, things like that. So that's one of the discussions. Do you listen to a live shir? But that's not the discussion right now. And then comes the famous discussion of the Gra. The comments of the Bir HaGra in Siman Memdal Norachaim. The Vilna Gaon says that if you hear Divrei Torah, you need to make a Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you hear Divrei Torah, you don't make a Birchas HaTorah. Why? The seeming machlokas is that hearing Divrei Torah is not really Divrei Torah, and therefore, just thinking Divrei Torah, hirhur, is not really Divrei Torah, and therefore you don't need a Birchas HaTorah. But only saying Divrei Torah demands a Birchas HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon says, even if you think Divrei Torah, that's considered the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and it requires a bracha. So Rav Harfenis explains there's two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's Yediyas HaTorah, knowing the Torah, which comes through thinking about it. But there's V'hagisa Bo Yom V'Laila, to learn the Torah. And the learning of the Torah, not just the knowing of the Torah, comes through actually enunciating, pronouncing the words at the end of the day. And that is the preferable way to do it, says Rav Harfenis. I remember asking Rav Shechter about this, and Rav Shechter said that he says the Shulchan Aruch agrees there is a Kiyum Talmud Torah, even if you think about it. The question is, does it rise to the level of making a bracha? But Rav Shechter says, even if you listen to a recorded shir, it still is considered a fulfillment of Talmud Torah. And he says that when you listen to a shir, you're makayim the learning of the Torah itself. And he says, you're makayim being make it, you can make a siyum on. And even if you listen to all 2,711 pages So you were recorded shiur. It's as if you fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're part of the Siyam. You finished the Daf Yomi, and it counts the same. That's what Rav Shechzer said. Okay, next. Okay, let's talk about another discussion. That is the issue of forgetting. Most people learn the Daf Yomi, and halavai they should remember by the end of the day. Let it go by the next day. Let it go let enough by the end of the week. They forget it. So what's the idea of learning something, even though you know you're not going to remember it later on? So the Kloisenberg Rebbe has a tshuva in the Divrei Yetziv, in Yeradein Sim and Kuf Lamed Hei. And he was asked about participants in the Mifal HaShas, which is a kind of like a form of the Daf Yomi, who felt discouraged because they were learning a lot and not remembering. He says, in light of this, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchas Talmud Torah, which says that if you don't have a good memory, you should learn less, so you should remember it. So if that's the case, what are we learning so many pages of for? So he explains two things. He says, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that you should learn things well so you can recall them easily. And based on this, you should only learn a Perek of Mishnayos and review it until you know it cold. That's the way, right? You should only learn one thing, review it 100 times, and that's all you should do. However, later on in the same Perek in Halacha Tes, he says, you need to know all of Arachaim and some of Yeradei, need a little bit of Choshen Mishpat and Ebenezer. In addition, he says, you need to have a breadth of knowledge, because different halachos are connected to other halachos, and all the Torah is interconnected in different ways. And to understand one area of Torah, you have to understand in a different area of Torah. And all the Torah fits together. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that when you learn one thing, you should keep on adding. And based on the above, it's also clear that it's not appropriate to learn just a small amount, but to build and to build and to build at the end of the day. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav continues in the Kuntres Achron, and he develops the idea of Limud HaTorah versus, as we said before, Yediyas HaTorah. There's a learning the Torah and knowing the Torah. He says that it's proper to go through Bavli and Yerushalmi once, so you at least finish all Torah Sheval Peh in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemor Tishmerun Es Kol HaMitzvah, the Pasuk in Devarim. And even if you forget it, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Ba'asid Lavo, you'll remember it. When you come to the Olam HaEmes, if you go through the Torah once, you'll remember it. Rashi there says in that Pasuk, in Devarim Yud Aleph, that this is the command not to forget one's learning. And nevertheless, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you'll remember it when the time comes when you go before the Beis in Shomala. This, he says, is based on a comment of the Pre-Eitz Chaim and the Shar HaMitzvos in Parshas Haschan and Ruchayim Vital. And he quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, quotes the Pasuk, Shemu Devar Hashem Charedim, listen to the word of Hashem Charedim, Al Devaro, to the word, Imru Achichem Sonechem Minadchem, Laman Shemi Chabed Hashem Vanira B'Simchaschem, V'Heim Yevoshu. He explains, the Gemara says, HaCharedim Al Devaro, those who are diligent in his words, are Chachamim. Achechem, the brothers of the people who learn only Torah Shebaal Peh. Sanechem are the people who learn a Mishnah. They're unqualified to decide halacha, but they do so anyway. And Minadechem are people who are ignorant. And Venira B'Simchaschem, at the end of the day, says the Pasuk, will all rejoice. Meaning, in the future, we'll remember all of our Limud HaTorah and there'll be Simcha. Right now in this world, we'll do our best, and some people are on a higher level, and some people remember more, and some people learn less. But whatever you learn, says Rechaim Vital, Ba'asid Lava, when you go before in the end of days, you'll have the learning you had in this world. And the Kloisenberg Rebbe continues, and he says that if a person lacks the hasmada, the intensity and the drive to consistently do chazara and to review and to review and to review, and if he only reviews small amounts every single day the guy reviews the same 5 Mishnayos again. Why? Because you got to remember your learning. After a week, the guy's going to hate learning. He's not going to enjoy learning if you just have to repeat the same few things again and again, and he's going to end up not learning at all. Therefore, based on the weakening of Yeridus Hadoros, he says that the Rabbanim saw that learning with a lot without remembering is important in order to keep people in learning. There's a geschmack that comes from going through the Daf Yomi, even if you don't remember it, and that gets people involved in Limud HaTorah as well. And even though it's our fault, and we ended up in this weak situation because of us, says the Kloisenberg Rebbe, it's okay. This is what we have. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach says, they wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh, Eisa Sosa Hashem Mefiros Torah Secha. They had no choice. Meaning, even though the Jews were violating the Torah and not learning properly, they still had to keep the Torah. And therefore, he says, you're right. In an ideal situation, you should spend every single waking moment reviewing your learning, remember everything you learned, chazering over and over again. But That's not the generation we're in, he says. And if you want to keep the geschmack of learning and the enjoyment of learning, you got to cover, you got to move, and try to remember what you can, and spend time doing chazara, but also learn if it's going to inspire people to limud Torah. And he concludes by saying, you can never really know if you reviewed enough times. You're ever going to know. The Gemara in Megillah Davav says that success in learning comes from siyata zishmaya. You need Hashem's help anyway at the end of the day. And the Gemara in Anita says that if you wanted to get chachma, you have to be mevakish rachmim, request mercy from Hashem, and who has all of the wisdom at the end of the day. Okay. Two more comments. Is it a neder? You start daf yomi, and now you want to stop. Do you have to be matar neder? So in that same tshuva, Ravadja says that you can stop learning the daf yomi even without being matar neder. You don't have to go before a basin. Ideally, a Yerei Shemaim should do both, he says. Ideally, you should try to cover your bases. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing. This is brought in the Masoras Moshe Chela Gimel. Listen to this. Rav Moshe was asked whether the Daf Yomi calendar can add extra days, because the Maseches Shkalim in some editions was expanded in some editions of the Gemara based on a new commentary. And it would go from 13 Dapim for Shkalim to 22 Dapim. So the guy who wrote the calendar for the Daf Yomi said, you know, can we change the calendars? So Rav Moshe responded that Shkalim is part of Yerushalmi. He says, it's not even part of the Daf Yomi. And he doesn't understand why it was printed in our Shas Bavli anyway. And therefore it doesn't make any difference. And there's no Isser to change the Dapim of Shas if it makes things easier to learn. And when Rav Moshe was attacked for changing the Daf Yomi calendar, so they say that he explained that there's no neder involved with Daf Yomi. It's a takana for the tzibur. It's not a takana for you. It was an enactment for the Jewish people. And you don't light Chanukah candles. You violated a din d'rabbanan. Did you violate a neder? No, it's on the tzibur. He says, if you eat meat during the 9 days, did you violate a minhag? Yes, but did you violate a neder? No, because that's on the tzibur. When there's something on the tzibur, you don't need hataras nadarim if you don't follow it. In addition, it's usher to be makabel, a lifelong neder upon yourself. So, for example, I'm going to learn daf yomi forever. You can't do such a thing. There's no such thing as a neder that takes you to the end of your life. The neder is only used to be mezaris people at critical points in their life, to motivate them to do more. So they responded to Rav Moshe that Rav Meir Shapiro wrote the daf yomi like it was a neder. So Rav Moshe says, so Rav Moshe responded, first of all, I don't believe Rav Moshe Shapiro ever said that. And even if he did, I can argue with him. So who cares? So Rav Moshe says, daf yomi is not a neder, and you can do what you want.
For somebody else. He can make a neder for himself. Assuming he wasn't there, he can make it for himself.
Oh, for sure.
You can't make it for you. You weren't alive.
Correct. So, lo hayo lo nivra. This is against the comments of the Piskei Tshuva in Siman Kufnun Hey, who says you must say bli neder when beginning daf yomi, but in another case, which the Piskei Tshuva perhaps made a mistake. Okay, let's make two more points. Do you have a minion? All right, do we have a minion right now?
Yes.
Oh, so we're going to keep on going now. Okay, because we're going to finish this. So, let's talk about making a siyum. So, I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he's quoted in the Derech Sichem Chelek Beis, and he said, Shimlo Saimu Gam Sidre Zoyim Vitaros, E Nikra Siyam Hashas. He says, it's not a real Siyam Hashas unless you do the Mishnayos as well. But Vadai HaYamin Aroi Shalom Daf HaYomi Yosifu Alimud Besarim Elu. You have to add these other Siddharim when it comes to the Siyam Hashas. And he says, Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzah Lo Tikun Limud Daf HaYomi Gam Bezroim Bataros Haya Kitzuras HaDaf Beshas Bezmano Shemud Pas Behem Enach Mishnayos Lo Haya Shav B'chol Gemaros. He says, the Mishnayos, the way it was printed, didn't look the same way in different places. At the back of the Gemaras, it didn't come out the same way. Of a Mishnah Echad B'chol Yom. If you learn one Mishnah every single day that's not connected to the daf, you'd finish Mishnayos as well. He says a person should do that as well. And that was an enactment of Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, Rosh Yeshiva Chachmei Lubin, in another tshuva printed at the end of the Piskei Tshuva, to make sure we learn Mishnayos as well, so you can really finish Shas, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, at the end of the day. What about Inyanei Avelus? So the Gemara Mori Katan Tesvav says that Talmud Torah is forbidden for an Avel. We know someone in Avelus can't learn Torah. Hashem told Yechezkel, he should be dumb, he should be silent. And again, we learn from there, no limud Torah for an Avel during Shiva. The Gemara Mori Katan Chaf Aleph, an Avel may not read Tanakh, Mishnah, Medrash Halacha, Agada, anything like that. So the Rush writes in Perek Gimel of Moed Katan that an Avil can get an Aliyah and he can do Shnai Mikra because it's part of his Seder Hayom. It's part of the normal way things go. In addition, if an Avil usually gets certain Aliyah on Shabbos, he should get that Aliyah because it's Avelus Befarhesia to not get it. In so Rabbi Soloveitchik and Shiurei HaRav explains that the Rosh implies that if it was a weekday, then it would be usher to get the Aliyah, but it's a special Inyan of Shabbos. Why is it usher to listen to Kriyas HaTorah for an Avel? So he says there's an Isser to learn Torah and to teach Torah. The Heter of Seder Hayom, that this is part of your daily learning, is learning for Torah, but getting an Aliyah is considered teaching Torah. And there's no Heter of Seder Hayom, of your daily learning, for the teaching of Torah, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. Yeah.
The first 7 days.
The first Shiva. So the Korban Esanel says, Kimi Shiragel Lachsor B'chol Yom Yud Ches Prakim Mishnai. Some people have a custom to learn 18 Mishnayos, chapters of Mishnayos a day, to finish Mishnayos every single month. So some people do that. Yachol Ligros B'Shabbos, you can learn it on Shabbos, even though it's a Dabar Shabbat Sinah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, based on this, if you have a Shir Kavu and Gemara and Poskim, you can learn on Shabbos as well. But outside of Shabbos, one should not be learning any of those things. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in the Mincha Shlomo Moi Katan Chaf Aleph that Daf Yomi is Aser for an Avel, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says that it should be the same on Shabbos as well. So no Daf Yomi for an Avel. Yeah.
Why don't they skip a Daf Dan on Tisha B'Av?
Because you can Chap at the end, and you can Chap at the beginning. You can... whatever, you can figure it out. I saw that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky quotes, says in the Kovetz Halachos, he says that on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av on Sunday, you can have a Shir Daf Yomi after Chatzos on Shabbos, because Talmud Torah Derabim. If it's going to be people doing nothing versus many people learning Torah, better to have the Daf Yomi Shir. Last two more points about this. Rav Vazner has a piece in the Shared Halevi in Chelek Yud in Siman Aleph. He was asked about Moed Katan as part of the Daf Yomi cycle. What about the minag of not learning Moed Katan because it's Avelus and it has a bad feeling that if you learn these things, you know, you don't want to stay away from Hilchas. You want to stay away from Hilchas Avelus because it has a school for something negative. So he responds that a person should never be concerned about learning a Chelek of Torah is bad for them. He says, Divrei HaTorah Atzmam Heim Divrei Elokim Chaim V'Gorma Marichas Yomim. Learning of Torah increases life. It doesn't decrease life. There's no such thing as not learning something because it feels like it's a bad thing. Didn't the Balei Tosos, the Rush, the Mordechai, the Ramban, the Rit for the Shulchan Aruch all write on Moed Katan and Avelus? They didn't say, I'm not learning those things. If a person is worried about learning these things, then you should daven that you're learning. It should be as a chusfa, arichas yamim, and the arichas yamim of your family. But to not learn Moed Katan because you feel it's a negative thing, there's no such thing. There's a machlokas Rabbi Reshechter brings in one of the svarim between Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rav Zal Gepstein regarding the yeshiva learning Moed Katan, because Rav Zal Gepstein came from this old school thought of you can't learn Moed Katan, it's bad, it represents bad things. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, no, you learn through Shas, you learn through everything that needs to be learned through. Rav Zilberstein has a piece in the Cheshukei Chemin in Shabbos Pei Zayin. He quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, who said that someone who's a min, a Jew who no longer practices or believes in Judaism, can attend a Daf Yomi Shir. He doesn't have to be sent away. He can come and learn, and maybe it'll pull him back to learning. And the Tshuva Shevet HaKahasi in Chelek Beis and Siman Reish Tamachtes discusses women learning the Daf Yomi, and discussion as well, not for right now. But those are about 7 or 8 different topics related to the Daf Yomi in Halacha. And those who learn the Daf Yomi should... Bizochin, Tamatora, and all of the Brach of Limanatora, and to learn Aliba de Hilchasa as well. Okay.